As you join us here, there's a party atmosphere in the Gnosis Bar. Everyone seems to be oblivious to the battle going on outside. The jukebox keeps playing Salt on repeat. That's an old 21st century song by Ava Max. As Canon boffins in their lab coats rub shoulders with hardened killers and grizzled old truckers. The bar is doing a roaring trade, selling a new cocktail called Thargoid Napalm. It consists of vodka infused with Thargoid resin. As they say, when life gives you Thargoids, make Thargoid Napalm. I've come here to get people's opinions on recent events. Aha, here is Commander Bucknecked. Commander, could I have a word?
Sure, Hoss, but first, I'm a mite thirsty. Bartender, 2 tequila shots, no salt, no lime. Let's see if my new partner has the huevos.
I'm sorry, sir. No can do. You drank us out of tequila last night.
Dag nabbit! Make it 2 Thargoid napalms, then.
Coming right up, sir. There you go.
Well, it ain't tequila. But it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. Oh, yeah.
What can you tell me about Lakon's contribution to the effort to defeat the Thargoids?
Well, Lakon Spaceways is more than happy to support the war effort. You seen all them newfangled ships we've been building? That's just for Thargoid hunt. And hunting season is open. But I tell you, we ain't seen nothing yet. Them critters ain't done with us. We need to show them that we ain't done with them neither. R&D are busy little beavers these days, I assure you. I can't say no more on account of my NDA. As long as we keep fighting, we'll win this war.
Thanks, Buck. I can see Evaldo Evenstar of the SAP Corps. Evaldo, what are you doing here?
Yeah, if I'm honest, I wasn't really supposed to be here. I was dropping off a friend Bob, and then, you know, we got to the bar, saw some friends, we had some late brandy, and then someone pulled out the silver fish, and one thing led to another, I passed out. Next thing you know, all these alarms going off, and someone's shouting, Thargoids, 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 and I didn't have a clue where I was. I've just been fighting for the past 2 days now, I'm tired, full of stims, and I just want to go home really, but I'll stay for a while and help out some friends who are in trouble.
Commander Ingallo, what do you think about recent events?
The Thargoids aren't that unexpected, but a 12 light year jump! My grandmother could do better in my Sidewinder! Oh, Clarion! I owe you a drink, don't I?
What about you, sir? Do you have anything to say to the people back home?
I remember the panic that set in almost immediately after the hyperdiction. It was really terrifying, but once a few independent commanders took off and started to face the Hydras to lure them away, everybody really started to rally together and fight like hell. Ever since then, we've been seeing volunteers from other systems even flying to help us out.
I see Commander John Tass, the Ace of Darfur, is here. Commander John Tass, I hear you've already killed over 1,000 scouts since the Gnosis jumped.
Man, it feels great to finally take this fight to the Thargoids. But right now, it's time for another whiskey.
These two look like explorers. Excuse me?
I'm an unarmed explorer. A hunting truck and a fuel rat. And I'd not expected this sudden attack. Although I was prepared for some danger, this was beyond anything I'd imagined it would be. Knowing there was no way I'd be able to leave the Gnosis as long as the attack continued, I tried to pull myself together and help other commanders in any way I could. Helping some to the medical bay, while hoping our brave combat pilots would be able to fight off the Thargoids, so we could finally make our escape.
Well, it was our first night on this ship. It took us ages to get to the boarding point, jump after hyperjump. Finally going to get a good night's sleep, or so I thought. Then, bang, all hell let loose. I was thrown straight out of my bunk onto the hard floor. And seconds later, Flossie landed on top of me. My back is still hurting. Anyway, there was nothing we could do. We had no guns, you see. We're only explorers. Don't worry, she said. No one will attack us. Yeah, right.
What about you? What did you see out there, outside the Gnosis?
What did I see? Well, I'll tell you. I was first out of the dock, even though I had a few to drink. First thing I saw was one of them great big Hydra jobbies right in front of me. It was looking at me with its one beady eye and started bathing my ship in green light and groaning at me, sort of going, so I'm like, fuck yous, and I smashed my hand down in the console to let loose every fucking weapon in my arsenal. Yeah, seeing as I was a wee bit tipsy, I accidentally hit the jettison cargo button instead. 50 tons of meta alloys and 2 tons of whiskey. That green fucker starts scooping up my cargo, so I'm shouting, don't you dare touch my whiskey, you bum! Well, I got my 2 tons back on board and cracked one open to celebrate. And to tell the truth, that's all I remember.
And there we have it. From the bar, aboard the Gnosis, back to the studio.